Falcons fans, welcome back to another edition of the Falcon Cast podcast here on AtlantaFalcons.com. We are weeks away from training camp. 2013 Russell Athletic Atlanta Falcons training camp, July 25th, that gets started, and we are on the road to camp. As always, with me, Daniel Cox.
Yes. Hello, Jay.
Hello, Daniel. I am Jay Adams. And we have a special guest. Well, not really a guest, but we've got a new person who's on the podcast with us because we just brought her in because she's got nothing better to do. Introducing Chrissy Briere. Chrissy comes to us from ESPN, and she's going to be helping us out on AtlantaFalcons.com all year, writing some articles and whatnot, and she's going to be a new voice on the podcast, the first female voice on the podcast. So, Chrissy, welcome, and say hello to everybody.
Such an honor to be the first female. Thank you guys so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
She's being all polite. We know how she really is.
Wow.
Well, Chrissy's going to bring a lot of sass, I think, to the podcast. A little bit more sassy than Daniel Cox.
Yeah, a little bit.
But
she frequently has more to say than just that.
Exactly. Don't let her fool you. So we're going to kick things off. Okay, I think today, all right, as we get into what is really just a lull before things get popping in a couple of weeks with training camp, you end up maybe scraping the bottom of the barrel a little bit.
Is that what this is?
Well, I don't consider this a bottom of the barrel topic.
Okay.
But I think this topic is good now as it would be in maybe February or March or whenever.
Absolutely.
It's just one of those things where, look, we've got to get creative because there's nothing new.
Yeah.
The players
yeah.
have been out of the building yeah. for almost 2 weeks now.
Yeah. Bottom of the barrel, we're at that last little bit of cereal and left in
yes.
the box.
Yes, yeah, and we all know that cereal is just as delicious as the first
absolutely.
Bite. However, we have Daniel has come up with a great idea, okay. I think, for us to talk about today.
Okay.
And so I'm going to have you go ahead and explain it
sure.
because I think you were driving up here.
Yes, driving.
Thinking about Dwight Howard.
Thinking about Dwight Howard and...
And tell us how that morphed into
okay.
today's idea.
I'm not going to explain who Dwight Howard is if you don't know. The Wikipedia is exactly for these.
It's a wonderful tool.
Yes, but NBA free agency started the other day. So I was thinking about free agency in football, but not the traditional free agency where the whole league opens up their players, or at least players whose contracts have expired. So I was just thinking Falcons free agency, Falcons franchise free agency. If you could go back over time, back to 1966, up to now, and you could pick one Falcons player from a previous time to put on this year's team, who would it be and why?
I like it.
Yeah,
I like it. My wheels started turning immediately.
Absolutely.
And so I think each of us is going to present one case
mm-hmm.
for who we would bring back and why. And I think that'll get us into next week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That should do it.
So I think Daniel, I mean, you came up with the idea. I think you should probably kick it off. Right?
I'll kick it off.
All right. So who's your guy? One player mm-hmm. in Falcons franchise history that you would bring back and put on this year's team, and this player would be in his prime. Correct.
Yeah.
We're not talking about, we bring back somebody who's
he's in the place in his career when he was with the Falcons.
Right. So we're talking about somebody who was in his prime. We take that player yeah. and we just simply remove him from time.
Right.
And bring him to 2013.
Absolutely.
Okay. Let's fire away.
All right. The immediate reaction is to think defense, just because that's the side of the ball that has gotten the most discussion. Everyone feels like offense is just completely set and there's no need to touch it.
Mm-hmm.
While I would maybe agree with that, I'm all about more.
Okay.
Right? What are they?
Okay.
That commercial.
We want more. We want
yeah,
more.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go offense, and I'm going to pick a wide receiver.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Really? I never would have thought. you're going to really have to make this case.
Oh, I got
I'm
going to
put
one.
You on the
spot
here
case.
Because I'm going to really make you make this case.
Okay.
Because right now you've got Roddy White, Julio Jones, Harry Douglas, and then you've got a couple of good options behind them.
And you have a great passing option in Tony Gonzalez.
And great passing option
and
in Tony
surprise,
Gonzalez.
My surprise guy in Chase Kaufman. But,
and Chase Kaufman. And then you've got Steven Jackson who can receive. Right. So now you want to take away receptions from all of those guys and give some of them to this guy.
Okay.
It's better be good.
All right. Billy White Shoes Johnson.
Okay.
All right.
Make your case.
Many do not know that Billy White Shoes Johnson, he played for some other teams. He was a three-time Pro Bowler. All three times he was an All-Pro. Okay. I'll take him as a wide receiver. He can be my fourth option. I can live with that. You know, I think he would come in and he'd probably be, you know, one of those guys that, you know, teams aren't quite respecting maybe because – yeah, Billy White Shoes Johnson. He has white shoes, but
what's wrong with white shoes?
That doesn't fit in today's NFL. But
you're right, though.
But I think that would just whatever problems you may have on defense. If you can outscore every team, I'm all about watching that game.
It's the name of the game.
But here's the other thing: he's also a kick returner.
Yep,
kick and punt returner.
Darn good one.
Yeah. Eight times in his career, he has eight return touchdowns. So I mean, he's got a lot of yards. He's recognized as one of those multi-use guys that back in the 70s and early 80s was really popular because he was good on the field and he was electric in his return game. But then he had his end zone dances as well.
Yeah, and, always entertaining.
Yeah, absolutely. So. I'll take Billy White Shoes Johnson. You know, all those guys.
I like what you did there.
Okay.
And I said you would have to make a strong case, and I think you did.
Okay.
Because you're looking at your wide receiving core being Roddy White, Julio Jones, Harry Douglas, Billy White Shoes Johnson.
Right.
That would scare the heck out of any team,
absolutely.
I think.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
it really is pick your poison. I mean, it's just like
really
pick your
is.
Poison with,
times,
you know, yeah.
White shoes.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly, with. Yeah, more little
that,
vials of poison.
I don't. Yeah, I don't know if that makes sense or not. But we'll.
I imagine those potion, those things like in cartoons, those little potion vials.
Yeah, yeah.
Poison. It's probably has like cloud, like you know, right. Smoke, steam coming out.
Yeah.
Anyway.
There's a lot to think about on your ride up here to Flowery Branch, isn't there? Dwight Howard, little things of poison. To be in a car, we're going to have to do the car ride with Daniel Cox one day
yeah,
to Flowery Branch.
That's it.
Do the podcast on the way up here.
That's
just
a good idea.
And just get inside your mind a little bit. Okay. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. I think that's a solid pick.
I was a little dubious.
What
he brings to the return game.
Okay.
I'm definitely excited about Robert Alford and what he might have the opportunity to do should he win that job. But you know, this guy's a proven return man.
Sure. Sure. I like it. All right. Are we going to go with Chrissy? Let's go with Chrissy. And we'll save the best for last, obviously.
Oh, well, I'm the best. But, you know, I had to think about this one because I could have gone the easy route. You know, as a Falcon, you want to see a lot of defense. And I thought the first thing was Deion Sanders. But I think that's just too easy. I wanted to look at offense. And, of course, I think I'm going to go with Warg Dunn.
Okay.
That's my guy.
Crowded running back position right now.
I know.
Crowded running back position. You bring Warwick in, it's even more crowded.
I know.
Tell us why.
Well, I don't know if I – there's a few different reasons why I would want Warwick Dunn to be on our team. You look at what Jaquizz Rodgers was able to do for the Falcons last season, and you want to have someone to come in and mentor him. They have the same running style. If you look at the way Warwick Dunn played for the Falcons, he had an immediate impact. He scored 9 touchdowns in that one season, and it was the best of his career. So you want to have him mentor someone like Jaquizz Rodgers who has that same style and is able to get on the field. And make that impact for us. Even though we do have Steven Jackson, he's going to need to share the load with someone. So I think it would be great to have Warwick Dunn back on our team.
Okay.
I had to go the hard route, guys.
Yeah, I think you're right, though, because I think Warwick's leadership, okay, is something that this team valued back when he was playing with the Falcons. And, you know, I covered the team as a newspaper writer back then, and you could see the impact that a guy like Warwick had on the team then, and especially through some tough years. And so I like that pick because, like you said, you've got to bring Jaquizz along. Of course, he's coming up into his third year now. Is it really his third year? Wow,
that's amazing.
My goodness. His third year now. And then, you know, you got a couple of young guys who are going to fight for some training during training camp for some spots. But, you know, you got to develop some of these guys, and especially Jaquizz. If you envision him being a star running back once Jackson's time is up, I think you got to have that kind of leadership. However, I will make the case that Steven Jackson is one heck of a leader.
Absolutely.
And we've seen that quite a bit here during the offseason. So now I'll get into my pick because I know you guys have been both waiting to see what I have to say.
Anxiously waiting.
I mean,
as is Falcon Nation.
Right. Well, I mean,
thousands and millions of listeners.
Just hanging on every word, every second to get to this point. I'm going to go with a guy. Both of you went with offensive guys, but I am going to go defense. And I'm going to go defense because I don't – it's so hard for me to think of more – any more guys in Falcons history who were more dominant on the defensive side of the ball than this guy. And I'm going to make this case because I would argue that you don't even take this guy from his prime and stick him into 2013 because you could stick him in there right now. I don't know how old. I think he's mid-40s. But this guy looks like he could still play, and I think he could, and I think he's got plenty of snaps still left in him, and you could argue that with him. Yeah. He would say no, but I would say yes. But my guy is Jesse Tuggle. I think when you talk about a guy who just came onto the field and came out of nowhere, first of all, and then just dominated the way he did, you're talking about a seventh-round pick. And the impact
he was undrafted, wasn't he?
Was he a
He was college free agent.
You're right. He was. I'm thinking of Jamal. Sorry.
Yeah.
But you're right. Thank you for correcting me on that. Mm-hmm. So, which makes it even makes my case even
absolutely.
More.
There may be there's a handful of those guys each year that, but there's only one or two that will make a roster as an undrafted guy.
You're right. And so anyways, Jesse, thank you for correcting me, was an undrafted guy. Comes in. His first year, he starts four games, gets one sack, 35 tackles. Then we start to see the progression. He starts eight games his second year, 103 tackles. His third year is when he exploded. 16 games he started, 183 tackles, and from there it was just nothing but dominance. 201 tackles, 207 tackles, 193 tackles, 185 tackles. I mean, this guy was everywhere. And we're talking, of course, about a different defensive scheme. He's suited more for, I don't know, I mean, he's a quicker kind of inside linebacker. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you wonder how he would fit in Nolan's scheme, but I imagine that Nolan would have a lot of fun with a guy like Jesse because I think he could be a hybrid guy like you're seeing out of Croy Bierman now because they're just kind of built the exact same way. But anyways, I think Jesse would thrive today in today's NFL just like he did back in the day.
Absolutely. So, and he was an enforcer, you know, and that's – those are good guys to have around on defense.
It's that attitude, and I think you're talking about a – golden age of linebackers, and you're talking about like the Lawrence Taylors and guys that, you know, truly came onto the field and dominated. And the thing with Jesse is that off the field, he's like the nicest guy in the world. But I think on the field, I've seen like some of the faces that he was able to make on the field, you know, pregame warming up and everything. And I wouldn't have approached him, let alone had the nerve to carry a ball into his area. Yeah, because that's a death sentence, I think. But, Jesse Tuggle's my guy.
I think that's a good pick. You know, and a little bit of if he's in the middle there, I like that. Again, you know, that sense of leadership, guidance for a guy like Akeem Dent.
Sure.
Who's a similar style of player, you know?
And even Sean to a certain
absolutely.
Point. Because, you know, Weatherspoon's going into his fourth year. You just had 3 years with Mike Peterson, who provided phenomenal leadership. Yeah. Phenomenal leadership. Well, now, you know, Spoon, Steven Nicklaus are the guys that have to show that leadership. And I think, you know, if you wanted to have a continuation of leadership, Jesse would be a good guy to have around in the locker room.
Absolutely. And he'd be fun to talk. I mean, he'd be fun for us to cover.
Great guy. He's can't say enough about Jesse.
He's fantastic.
Great guy. So, well, there you have it.
All right.
We did it. We made it through.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chrissy made it through her first podcast.
First 32-ish hours.
Yeah, her first 32-ish hours. And look, it's going to be a long season now, and there's going to be shade thrown on this podcast, just so you know.
The hardest part about the podcast is that no one can see the faces that I'm actually making to these two guys in this office. It's pretty interesting. It's pretty fun.
I guess that's as good a time as ever to make this announcement, but starting in the season, the podcast is going to video. So you will be able to see our faces and everything that we're doing, which really isn't a whole lot.
Yeah, it's a lot of fidgeting.
Other than drinking coffee and looking up stats and playing with my Freddie Freeman bobblehead, there's not a whole lot that goes on. But you'll be able to see it all starting, I think, in September is awesome. What we're looking at.
That's
so
cool.
That'll be fun. And we're going to take a break here on the podcast.
Let's go on vacation, Jay.
Let's go on vacation. You're going on vacation starting tomorrow.
Yep.
Where are you going?
Back home.
North Carolina?
Coast. Yeah, yep. North Carolina.
Okay.
Going to the beach.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah, he's going to the beach, Chrissy.
I just started yesterday. I don't think it's an option for me to go on vacation.
No,
right
it's
now.
Not. You're going to be working while we're gone. And then I'm going back home Saturday to Rochester, New York. So I'll be there for a week. And then when we come back, my goodness, it'll be just days till training camp. So we're going to take a break for a couple of weeks, and we'll come back at you the week that training camp begins, and we'll have plenty to talk about then.
Yeah.
So enjoy this one while you can. Listen to it a few times if you like. And as always, tweet us with your questions, comments, concerns. If you want to debate us on any of our choices, we fully anticipate those and will reply with a quickness. So feel free to debate us on Twitter, and make sure you're following Chrissy, who is brand new to Twitter. Well, not brand new to Twitter, but brand new to listen, she will spam your timeline. But
oh man, she will own you on Twitter.
She will own you on Twitter.
Not since yesterday, guys.
Right. Well, Falcons Chrissy, KRISSY, will get you following Falcons Chrissy, and you can debate her as well on her choices. So until the week of training camp, we will talk to you later.